Vegas, Austin, now Miami, hopefully one day Chicago. I think each one of the cities are actually seeing the value and really the economic impact that F1 will have in that community. Just like you said here in Miami, it sold out in 12 minutes. So the race continues, and the team behind the team is DHL.
WGN live in Miami, the side of the Miami Grand Prix for Formula One with Mike Parra. He is CEO of Americas for DHL. Of course, the race behind the race. You know, it sells out in 12 minutes, 85,000 people, global audience, global brands. But if it doesn't arrive on time, you don't want people looking for a tracking number, right, for the Grand Prix. Mike, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Welcome to your listeners as well, and glad you're here with us.
It's exciting times, and you're part of that. You mentioned 40 years with the brand, 40 years with Formula One, and it takes that kind of trust to be able to deliver not only a great product for fans, but all the things that are needed. And when you look at that, and I got a chance to check out the track and the stadium and everything yesterday, and you look at all that work that went into making it possible, I mean, do you feel like you guys get enough credit? There's a lot of logos there, but a lot of people don't know what goes into it.
Oh, it's incredible. First of all, what a lot of people don't understand is that the complex nature of every single race. When you're talking about 23 races, different countries, different cities, there's a lot of complexity that goes on in doing that. But we do that in the most efficient way, and we've been doing that now for many, many years. So we got it nailed down. The great thing about it now is that we're aligning with F1, and they're aligning with us on a sustainable way of doing it, from electrification, maximizing container utilization, using sustainable aviation fuel on the aircraft that we're moving it on. And there can't be a single part that is late. And they've partnered with us for 40 years because we know, they know, that we can get it done.
I think it's a testimonial to the bandwidth that you guys have, that you can be forward-thinking and be environmental and sustainable and all those things while everybody in a lot of different areas are scrambling to try to like make do with the pandemic. On the fan side, they've had to either miss races or miss attending races and all that kind of stuff. You guys, dealing with all the supply chains, it's front page news, but being able to plan out fuel, this is an expensive business to like get people from point A to point B. It's hard for people to order stuff to get it here. You guys are bringing the race. Talk about that, dealing with the pandemic, but then also kind of forward thinking on the future.
Well, absolutely. If you take a look at over the last 26, 27 months, you know, 80% of our workforce never got a chance to work from home. We kept working, right? It was pickup and deliveries, and DHL Motorsports, which handles specifically this portion of the business, has done a yeoman's effort and yeoman's job. And F1 has recognized that because the race has continued. We continue to make the pickups. We continue to break down cars, put them in containers, fly them efficiently. We're leveraging our sustainable aviation fuel agenda. We're leveraging the aircraft that we use, which are Boeing 777, most efficient aircraft you can fly now as well. And then the final mile or first mile is done in an electric vehicle. So that, you know, the race continues, and the team behind the team is DHL. You know, you're absolutely right. We don't get all the credit we deserve, but at the end of the day, F1 and its race fans have come to know and love the DHL brand.
There's no substitute for being there, and DHL is there. You can't Zoom call in the Formula One race. On the excitement and fan side, of course, 40 years, a lot of commitment, a lot of business, but also a lot of enthusiasm and fandom. And as you see this sport grow and you guys along with it here in Miami, then to Vegas, where do you see it going? And do you see this being another opportunity for DHL to shine? Do you see challenges there that you guys are going to have to work around as it grows, expands to other cities in the U.S.?
Well, I think it's, you know, the great thing is that it's growing in popularity in the U.S., to your point. Vegas, Austin, now Miami, hopefully one day Chicago. If not Los Angeles, right? So I think each one of the cities are actually seeing the value and really the economic impact that F1 will have in that community. Just like you said here, in Miami, it sold out in 12 minutes. It is the hottest ticket, and it is, you know, excitements around what's happening. And the race is building momentum. They got new teams that are entering going into next year. So there's just a lot of good things going on with F1. And as you know, we're well heavily as well in IndyCar. So again, hopefully we can get IndyCar to Chicago as well one day.
Well, WGN is the first station ever broadcast the Indy 500, so our connections there are as well. The enthusiasm is there. The tickets are sold. All it is now is for you guys, for everybody, right, to deliver on race day. And we check. It's been delivered, right? DHL is
absolutely
here. Mike Parra, thanks for being here. Congratulations on everything that went into this, and thanks for being on the show today.
God bless. I look forward to seeing you at the Indy 500.